The Buffalo News has an interview with Bills owner Terry Pegula. Terry Pegula getting a little salty about the perception slash reality that his team is dysfunctional. I know how I run my life, run our business. I know how we treat people, and I know the people we have in our organization. You can't pin 17 years out of the playoffs on the Pegulas. We've been around for X number of years. Well, three. Or X number. He doesn't remember how long they've been around? All due respect, it's not like you bought the team in 2004 and you can't keep 2003, 2004 straight. You just bought the team in 2014. There's no foundation, no truth to this dysfunctional talk. I consider it an insult to our organization and the Bills and the good people with the Sabres. They can't be real happy to hear that. Okay. Well, look, this isn't some hot take on an island. This isn't some, I don't know why people would read that crap, perception. It's universal. And why is it universal, Stats, that people perceive the Bills to be dysfunctional? Why is it?
Because they are dysfunctional.
Because they are. They are dysfunctional. You are in the shackles, Blanche. They are dysfunctional. The Doug Whaley press conference told us everything we need to know about how a dysfunctional NFL franchise functions. Doug Whaley did not know why Rex Ryan was fired. Doug Whaley did not know that Rex Ryan was even being fired, and Doug Whaley is the general manager of the team. That is the definition of dysfunction. Dysfunction is a simple word. I mean, it gets applied in a way that seems negative, sinister, unusual. All it means is something's not functioning in the normal way. And the Doug Whaley press conference shows that the Bills are not functioning in the normal way. And this effort to push back by huffing and puffing is not going to convince anyone that they're actually a properly functioning organization. I consider it an insult. Well, too bad. I'm sorry if you're insulted. You want to be uninsulted? Run your football team better. And now we've guaranteed that we'll have no Bills guests on this program for the foreseeable future. But you know what? It's not like they're giving us anyone anyway. Another sign of dysfunction, Stats. I mean, I don't expect these teams to fall all over themselves to give us guests, but we have a platform, right? Both radio and TV for this show and ProFootballTalk.com. And I know this sounds horribly immodest, but one of the most popular go-to sources of information within every team in the league. If we could saturate the fan base the way we've saturated the players, coaches, front office, owners, etc., we would be enjoying 10 to 20 times the traffic that we do. We provide that opportunity for you to get your message out nationally, not locally, nationally. And every time we ask the Bills for somebody, Stats, what's the response?
Crickets. That's the response.
There was a report, a national report. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember who it was from. I had to send multiple emails to Bills PR. I got to the point where I was calling Bills PR every day until someone would respond to me. And I told them, I'm going to keep calling until you respond. And I don't know what happened. When Rex Ryan got the job 2 years ago, we had him like four times in 3 months. And then, I don't know. I guess I didn't play the game. I guess I'm not supposed to say when something maybe is dysfunctional. And I don't even remember what I said. I mean, usually I know when I offend someone. And sometimes I do enjoy it. I hate when I have offended someone unwittingly. Because number one, I didn't mean to. And number two, I didn't get to enjoy it. See, I'm enjoying this. That's the difference. I know I'm offending the Bills by saying what I'm saying now, and I'm enjoying it. Because I've tried everything I can. I mean, we're making requests for all the new coaches. We'll have Vance Joseph of the Broncos next week. I anticipate we'll have Sean McVay. I anticipate we'll have all of them except Sean McDermott. Because God forbid a normally functioning NFL operation should embrace the media that praises it and the media that scrutinizes it. See, that's dysfunctional too. That's more proof of dysfunction. Everything they're saying and doing proves the theory. I need to take a break. I need to take a break. I need to take a nap. Maybe I'll be back.
I don't know.
Maybe Terry Pegula and his billions is going to buy NBC Sports Radio in the next 8 minutes, and it'll just be stats and art the rest of the way. Will it be Pagano and Grigson in Indianapolis? The question is still unresolved. We will explore next. PFT Live, NBC Sports Radio.